So I got caught. I got caught eating a silky lemon tart. Good morning. Nikki Wicks is with us this morning. Good morning, Nikki. How are things?
Yeah, good morning.
I'm sorry. That was a bit naughty.
Look, I spend half my life with my mouth full. It's just, you know.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing it in.
That's all right.
We are celebrating citrus this morning.
Yeah.
Because citrus is in.
Yeah, isn't it?
And lemons are about $500 for a dollar.
It's so funny, isn't
it's good.
It? Yeah,
I love it.
It really
yeah.
is.
It's
yeah.
great.
I love it. And also, you know, on those grey days, you can still sort of, you know, drive or walk around your neighbourhood and you'll see these vivid little spheres of sunlight there. I just love it. And some of the trees are just absolutely laden at the moment. It's just, they're beautiful. I love it.
It's sensational, eh?
Citrus season, it just makes me smile. And I mean, often we're asked, you know, as chefs and things like that, you'll be asked, you know, what is your must-have ingredient in the pantry, or if you were on a desert island, and you wouldn't believe how often lemons features.
Really?
Oh, lemons is a big one for us chefs, because the thing is,
lemons
is
fresh.
They're fresh.
Equals freshness, eh?
And they bring up the flavour of just about anything.
Yeah.
They're a little bit like salt, Jack. Or a little bit like MSG, if you like, as in their flavour enhancers.
Right.
So, a big tray of roasted potatoes, squeeze some lemon juice on
really?
It. Yeah, hot out of the oven.
Just before you serve it, if you're pulling them out of the oven, really?
Put a little bit of lemon juice on it.
You wouldn't think to do that usually.
Yeah, well, you know, our mouths love acid. So it'll just, if you've got something with chili, something with sweetness, a little squeeze of lemon juice will just bring up the flavour. So there you go.
Fantastic.
But in a tart, yes. Is that lemony enough for you?
I tried to really pack it in with lemon.
Because I don't like it when I go to a cafe or a restaurant and I order the lemon tart and it's more sweet than tart. I kind of want the pucker.
You want a bit of a bite.
I really do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a key lime pie, eh?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to run us through it?
Yeah, I will. Look, I've given our listeners the recipe for a sweet short crust pastry as well, but I'm not going to go through that.
Right.
But that'll be up on your website, I'm sure.
Yep.
But meantime, if you're too lazy for that, and it's totally acceptable to be too lazy for pastry, I think, grab a sheet of sweet short ready rolled pastry. I use Panettone, which is kind of probably...
It's a fancy one.
Yeah. It is a bit fancy, but it's fantastic. Anyway, look, first of all, set your oven at 200 degrees Celsius and place an oven tray in there to heat up. The reason why I do that is that once my pie goes onto that, I want it to hit a really hot surface, and that's going to heat the bottom of the cook the bottom of the pie tin. Roll my pastry. I roll it a little bit thinner than you get in the sheets, and I fill a loose bottomed flan tin, and then with your fingers just kind of really ease that pastry into the flutes. Place it in the fridge or the freezer for sort of 20 or 30 minutes. This will get you around the blind baking almost, which is that boring thing where you put rice or beans and blah, blah, blah.
Almost?
Well, you know, about 9 times out of 10 it'll work for me, okay?
Yeah.
So blind baking, it makes sure that you don't have a soggy base to your tart.
Yeah.
And it also kind of stops the sides from collapsing in, but I reckon you can get away with it doing this. Place that flan tin with its lining of pastry pressed well into the sides. Shove it in the fridge or freezer for 30 minutes. Bring it out, throw it into a hot oven and onto that oven tray. And then just do that until it begins to colour. And then while that's happening, it might be about 10 or 12, 15 minutes, make your filling, which is beating together 5 eggs and 220 grams of caster sugar, which is about a cup and a half, 2 cups, something like that.
Okay.
I always weigh it out for my tart for some reason. And so beat those together and then add the juice. And I use the juice of about 4 or 5 Meyer lemons. They're the small, really juicy ones at the moment. You need about a half a cup of juice. I throw the zest in as well. I haven't put that in the recipe, but I do throw the zest in.
You like the kick.
Because I like that kick, that's right. And so you mix all of that together, so that's pretty easy. And then pour in 150 mils of cream. So you've got your filling there. And then just gently bring that pastry case out of the oven, keep it on the oven tray, and then you just want to pour all of your filling in till it comes right to the very top. It'll shrink ever so slightly. I must admit I had a little overflow in my oven last night, which I was very disappointed about, but let's not talk about that.
Just a touch.
Yes. Throw it back in the oven. Take that temperature down to 160 degrees and then cook that. And you want to cook it for about 35, 40 minutes so that then when you give it a small shake, the middle 3 centimeters is uncooked, still got a wobble. Bring it out. Don't wait till the whole thing's set. It'll be a bit rubbery. And then just cool it right down before sort of easing it out of its tin and slicing it up. And I've thrown whipped cream on top of yours today.
And I've got to say, it's working very well.
Is it?
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I think cream, you know, again, we were talking about what our mouth loves. And so you've got the fat of the cream hitting the acid of the lemon and the sweetness, and your mouth is happy. The only thing
it's saying, all of it's hitting my tummy.
I know, there you go. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what to do if you've got some beautiful laden citrus trees at the moment.
Thank you so much. That's a great idea.
Pleasure.
You know, I heard a controversial idea the other day as well from someone who freezes lemon juice in an ice cube tray.
Yeah, very good idea.
And then, this time of year, you know, you come out, oh, I've got 300 lemons all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What do I do with that? It's quite a good idea, right?
And I think that's an exceptionally good idea. And I zest them before I always zest them before I squeeze the juice out of them and save that. I just wrap it up in some foil.
Right.
You know, if I got busted, I'd look like a drug dealer. I've got all these little foil packs in my. I'm not famous enough to get busted.
Oh, come on. Thank you so much, Nikki. We'll put that recipe up on newstalkzv.co.nz and we will see you next week.
Sounds great.